How can an objectivist realistically live ethically in the Western world when paying taxes involuntary is immoral and avoiding taxes is illegal? Paying taxes involuntarily is not immoral, according to objectivism. You are surrendering to force initiated against you. And if there is no alternative to that surrender, except the possibility of greater harm to you, objectivist does not say, okay, surrender. The involuntary is not the immoral in this context. Those who cause it are immoral. If you can save yourself, then of course you ought to morally. But if you can't, as you can't from the tax collector, you are in no way violating morality. You are living ethically so far as it's possible when criminals have guns trained at you. If a criminal tells you, pay this, and there's any way of calling the police, you should do it. But unfortunately, when the police do it, I mean, of course, in Washington or in the state government, then there's nothing you can do about it. By the way, a quick political plug for those who live in California. I urge you to come out and vote in May against Proposition 1A, which is a horrendous tax increase in a state which already has the highest income tax, the highest sales tax, the highest gas tax, the highest everything corrupt in the United States. So if you can drag yourself to the polls to just vote no on 1A in California, forgive me for wasting the time of the rest of the country and the world.